Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them.
What'd that man say?
Fuck them.
That's it. So
exactly.
It's now 6 o'clock West Coast time.
8 o'clock, Midwest.
Mm-hmm. And
9 o'clock, West Coast.
Yeah, I've been trying to talk Bill into coming on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but Tuesdays, it's
too much for him?
Nah, it's reserved for his mom.
But that's okay. He needs to have mom time, you know?
That's it. But, this is, we're going into our fourth year here. And
congrats.
Yeah, and everything is good.
Yes, it is. Glad to be a part of your show. Thank you.
You know, somebody sent me something, and kind of like I was like wondering what was going on, and then somebody sent it to me again. But I put this up in my status, but I got a call yesterday from a motorcycle club that was having a family day at Sunset Park.
Okay.
A police officer approached them and told them that they had to take off their colors or else the police would shut down the party.
So, who won?
Yeah. The man who wrote this said, I showed up in 30 minutes, spoke to the officer, and demanded to talk to the sergeant. After a short time,
hello? Hello? Angel.
Anyway, we lost one of the callers now, but they just knocked
me
off.
Yeah, I lost completely. I thought when it went dead. So I only got to where you said that somebody showed up 30 minutes and that was it. It went dead.
Yeah, I guess anytime I talk about them, they're going to fuck with me. But spoke to the officer, demanded to talk to the sergeant. After a short conversation, the sergeant apologized, promised to educate his officers, and said it would never happen again. Public parks are free game for all freedom of speech, including the wearing of colors. No one can tell you to take off your colors at a public park. No one. There would be a violation of your First Amendment rights. And I tell people that all the time. If you cave
right.
Once, you cave twice.
Well, unbelievable. Oh.
Yes?
Do you plan on getting a shirt from the car show this year?
Do I plan on doing what?
Getting a shirt from the car show this year.
Probably.
My name will be on it.
Oh, yeah? How'd you pull that off?
Easy. I just called someone. Poof.
Oh, yeah?
I've never done that before. It's going to be cool. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so, how's things otherwise? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah,
we're back.
Hold on a second. 774, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What you got me on hold for?
I don't have you on hold, dear. They knocked us off the air and your phone number disappeared.
Oh, well, I didn't disappear. I was sitting here listening to Nora giggle as you went and did something.
I didn't do nothing. I got knocked off the air again.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're getting knocked off.
And this is what I read to get us knocked off.
You what?
I said I'll read to you what I read that got us knocked off.
Okay. Going for round two, are you?
Nah, it'll be round three.
Oh, okay. That's even better. Let's do it.
Well, trying to get to it right now. Let's see. Yeah, they knocked us off, but I read something out of my status that was sent to me, and it's called. I got a call yesterday from a motorcycle club that was having a family day at Sunset Park. A police officer approached them and told them that they had to take off their colors or else the police would shut down the party. I showed up in 30 minutes, spoke to the officer, demanded to talk to the sergeant. After a short conversation, the sergeant apologized, promised to educate his officers, and said it would never happen again because public parks are free game for all freedom of speech, including the wearing of colors. No one can tell you to take off your colors at a public park. No one. That would be a violation of your First Amendment rights. And then we went dead. And then I read it again, and we went dead again. And I just read it. And I just read it for the third time, and we'll probably be dead again here in a minute.
Yeah, so don't hang up. You will come back.
All right, cool.
Well, yes?
And what did you do this weekend?
This weekend? Not much of anything.
Really? You didn't do nothing? I am shocked.
No, just one of those weekends, you know, you just needed to sit back and relax. Wasn't much pressing and didn't really have a lot going on. And the confusion with going to that thing on Saturday with Emilio and getting everything all on the same page, it kind of went to the wayside because everybody got the wires crossed.
Thanks.
So,
I'll tell you what I did.
And then Bill went to a funeral. I was to go to. And the other thing is, if you guys listen to that, I posted it today about an interview with Emilio. He'll be on SFV Law and Order tomorrow night.
Nice.
He's got to be on Law and Order tomorrow night?
Yep. On Special Victims Unit.
Okay. I got to write that down. I'll forget.
So what'd you do, Nora?
I got myself a new garbage can.
A new what?
So garbage can. I was so pissed. They've been picking, huh?
Well, no, it's just that those guys are fucking with me because they can't handle.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh.
Oh, did he go quiet again?
Yep. Okay, that was Law and Order Special Victims Unit?
Yep, with Emilio from Sons of Anarchy. Yep.
Okay.
I think
this weekend, Carl.
Yeah, I think it comes on at 10 o'clock Eastern time zone, so that would be, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 o'clock my time. No, they bypass. What?
They can't handle the truth, and they fucking knocked me off the air again.
That's okay. We were talking.
Get Verizon. Can you hear me now?
No. For the last month, they've been picking up yard waste, okay? But they haven't been picking up my yard waste, all right? So I called yesterday. They're like, okay, we'll get a driver over there. The guy threw a tantrum, broke my can, threw it, almost hit my daughter's car. I'm out on the front porch having a cigarette. I'm screaming at him, hey, and I know he heard me because my neighbors ran in their house when they heard me screaming.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
So, no, they know my temper. I was pissed. You know, I'm like, that's my can. You know, it's not their can. I don't care what they do with theirs. Don't mess mine. And so anyways, five times I called the garbage company. The boss calls me this morning, and I told him how inappropriate it was, what his driver did. So they're supposed to bring me a can, and I won't have to pay for it. And I'll put yard waste stickers on it. I said, look, for a month I've been putting that can out, and your guy ignored it. And I said, now I'm pissed. But he had no right. If he would have hit my daughter's car, then we would have gone legal. Oh, I was so mad. Megan's like, what's going on? I mean, like I said, when people hear me yell, hey, they don't know who I'm talking about, and they scatter, and they run.
Well, I went to Providence, Rhode Island this weekend. I went to the Blessing of the Bikes.
How was it?
Oh, it was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Cool. Did you have good food?
I didn't eat there, honey. They had a lot of barbecue and stuff like that. But
Well, I thought somebody would have been barbecuing up a storm like he always does. You know,
I didn't even notice.
About?
I got knocked off again.
Oh, well, that's okay. We didn't notice.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, get Verizon. You can walk around and go, can you hear me now? And they'll hear you without knocking you off. Now, they had great music, great vendors. You know, they had a lot of barbecue food, a lot of beer, for things like that. But, you know, me and the hens, we just walked around, kicked back, and bought a few pieces of support gear, and mostly was intrigued with, like, all the motorcycles and stuff there. They were expecting, close to 5,000 bikes.
Wow.
And I would say it came pretty close to that because there was a lot of bikes that went, like, completely around a couple of blocks radius.
Damn.
In Providence. But it was a good day. All in all, it was
nice.
A good day.
Nice.
Is Phil knocked
you
off
know.
The air already? Oh, my God.
What?
I said, is Phil knocked off the air again?
No.
I don't think they like Phil.
Well, I don't know.
They don't seem to mind us too much.
I don't. This is for them. I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell,
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I don't have to...
That's them trying to tell me why we're getting knocked
off. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. It's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, that the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pocket. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want...
Are you guys still there?
Yep, I am. Okay. Yep.
All right, hang on. I don't know what the fuck's wrong here.
Obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich.
Ah, you fucker.
You know what? They seem to like music, and they have a good taste in music. Maybe I should just play a song.
Means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know?
Fuck me.
Yeah, in public, not good.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's because they...
People will be watching.
Who can't handle the truth?
They'll be listening, damn it.
You know, it's like that song. I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly it.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
I mean, it's like this.
Well, he went blank.
I was going to say, it's like, what, dead air?
You don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
So son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. You, Lieutenant Weinberg, I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did!
That's different.
What was that second pop?
That's them.
There you go.
Myself. It doesn't tell you, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Tell me! I'm gonna say talking about myself! Get the money back here right now! Run! I got you, sir! I'll take you back! That's right! Aye, aye, sir!
Alright, sir!
Get over
here!
Aye, aye, sir!
Alright, sir!
Alright.
It's gonna be an eventful night. Hello?
Yeah. No, it's keep popping this in and out. Let me do something real quick. I'm gonna play this song, I'll be right back.
No! ladders and snakes. Ladders give, snakes take. Bitch been pulling, beggar man see. Ain't got a hope in hell. That's my belief.
Jeremy confronted the Las Vegas Metro officer who parked illegally on the sidewalk while he went in to buy a soda at the 7-Eleven. During the conversation, which was captured on video, Jeremy asked the officer why he chose to park on the sidewalk and if he had an emergency reason to do so, prompting the officer to reply, "Because I can." The boy then asked for the officer's badge number, but the officer refuses. The officer did accuse Jeremy of loitering before driving away. So I'm going to play this video, and then I want you to tell me what you think it is.
Is there a reason for you to park on the sidewalk? Is it like an emergency or anything? Oh. Can I see your badge number?
Why?
Because I have the right to.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
So you're
being a
lawyer?
No, I just want to see your badge number. Can I please see your badge number?
No.
Really? Huh? No, I'm minor. I'm Jeremy Drew. I'm Jeremy. I don't know, but is it an emergency why you can park a motorized...
They knocked me off. Did you guys hear me?
Yep.
Nope. I didn't hear.
No, I mean, I only heard what they were playing. But I hear you now.
Yeah. What were they playing?
Well, I don't know. It was like something really funky. At least they could play like Mr. Sandman.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
And me, I was only getting little glitches of what you were playing. It wasn't coming through.
Yeah,
smooth. Every now and then, I hear a little something.
Yeah, they're just fucking around here.
School's in session.
Go outside and look for the little white van and knock on the door and say, "Yo, not during the radio time, huh?"
Yeah. Asking me if this is solar, it's on a landline.
Well,
unbelievable.
I find that amazing. You know, I could see if there was something hideously bad, but I don't get it. Oh, what did you guys think about those girls that they found in Ohio finally?
That's crazy. Did you see the old boy's interview? I put it up on my Facebook page. The guy who rescued them, he was funny what he said in the end. He's like, you knew there was something wrong. He said, when a young white girl is running into the arms of a black man, I was like, oh, my God. But he's so, he's so straight up, you know, on what exactly took place over there and how we helped them. And, you know, it's, I think people, once again, it goes back to many of the conversations we've had on this show about knowing who's who in your neighborhood and, you know, keeping in touch with your elderly and everything else and
right. Kind
of checking in on people and stuff. And, you know, we just don't do that nowadays. It's kind of
no, I mean, it's but, like I do with the ones that I know, you know what I mean?
But
I don't know everybody on the block.
The man who rescued them said, that people in the neighborhood would see, you know, these guys that own the house. They'd go in the backyard, let the dogs out, and go back in. And he said nobody ever paid them no mind because they weren't, like, socializing with everybody. They just kind of kept to themselves and kept things quiet. But maybe
right. If
people would have paid attention, they would have seen what was going on years ago. Like, one of the girls had a baby. You know, did they take it to the hospital? Did she have that baby there in the house? Because, you know, and she was a young girl. So, you know, you ain't going to tell me that nobody heard that young girl screaming if she gave birth to that baby at the house.
Well,
the strange thing is, years back, they had a door-to-door search because of something else, okay?
Yeah,
but they bypassed that house. They bypassed. Okay, now in Boston, and I don't mean to bring this up in a bad way, but as an example, in Boston, they went door to door, took people, demanded people out of the house to search, okay? Why couldn't they have done this in Ohio? Those girls would have been found a long time ago.
Because there was an actual explosion with possible
terror. No, I know. Right, which I understand that. But, I mean, like I said, I was using that as an example. If this can take place in Boston, and if there was something, and it doesn't matter if it's in regards to terrorism, you know, or not, if they were going door to door for something, why didn't they think, why is this house so quiet?
You know, there's kids running around in other yards or people fighting or whatever, which is in the norm in people's homes. You know what I'm saying? People
yeah,
are in disagreement.
And the crazy part about it is it was three girls abducted in the same basic area. One of the dudes was a damn school bus driver. How does that make you feel, America? School
yeah,
bus
driver. Especially... What?
This guy's name is Charles Ramsey. Let's see what he's got to say.
Hey, Charles, let me talk to you. I'm talking with Charles Ramsey, who's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon. You heard screaming.
I heard screaming. I'm in my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts trying to get out of her house. So I go on the porch.
Okay.
I go on the porch. And she said, let me out. I've been in here a long time. So, you know, I figured it was a domestic violence dispute. So I opened the door. And we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that a body can't fit through only your hand. So we kick the bottom. And she comes out with a little girl. And she says, call 911. My name is Amanda Berry.
And did you know who that was when she said that?
Well, she told me it didn't register. Until I got to call the 911, and I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry. I thought this girl was dead. You know what I mean? And she got on the phone, and she said, yeah, this is me. And the detective, Cook, right here, Detective Gregory Cook said, Charles, do you know who you rescued? I said,
when did you see Gina?
About five. About 5 minutes after the police got here. See, the girl Amanda told the police, I ain't just the only one. It's some more girls up in that house. So they went up here, you know, 30, 40 deep, and when they came out, was just astonishing because I thought they would come up with nothing. I figured, I mean, whoever she was, and like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro, because we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
How long did he live here?
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You should come around.
Right.
I barbecue with the dude. We eat ribs and whatnot. Listen to salsa music. You should come around.
And you had no indication that there was anything.
Not a clue that that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is, he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinkering with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody you look and you look away because he's not doing nothing but the average stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing exciting about him. Well, until the day.
What was your reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight to be real.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your time. And
either she homeless or she got problems. That's the only reason why she ran into a black man.
Thank you for being there, man. Charles Ramsey, neighbor, heard the screaming, took action, went and did what he needed to do. The rest is...
Oh, man.
Now, God bless that man, you know, for doing what he did, even though he didn't know what was taking place, you know, because not everybody would do that.
You know what gets me is, okay, those three girls have been in that house for 10 years. How many, you know, and this is what I'm going to be, like, monitoring the news that comes up on this stuff, but if they were able to pull off three girls, one of them who gave birth, consistent, you know, staying in the house for 10 years, I'm wondering, did they traffic any more children in and out of that house, and where did those children go to?
Yeah.
You know, because if
and
they got
I was
away,
just going to say that.
Yep, if they got away with three for 10 years, there's got to be more. And if people, you know, if they haven't even thought that thought, they need to. Because, you know, it definitely crossed my train of thinking.
Right. Well, the thing is, you know, human trafficking takes place every day. Every day all around the world. And, you know, since this took place, well, and, you know, this was in an 8-block radius, you know, from where these girls were last seen. And, you know, how many others are out there that nobody knows about?
Yep, exactly.
I think we lost Bill again.
Oh, God.
Okay. But, you know, human trafficking is the biggest problem in the States and other countries. So was this guy trying to human traffic, or was he just had a hard-on for these girls because he saw them every day?
Yeah, another thing, too, is that he could have been selling those girls out right from in the house.
Well, if they're coming in pregnant, you know, and now all of a sudden here's these babies, you know, these poor girls are going to be so scarred. You know, I can't even imagine what these poor girls are going to deal with for the rest of their lives.
You know what, though? As much as they'll probably need a lot of help, the human will to survive, the will to want to be here is very
powerful.
Yeah, it really is. And it is at the forefront versus way behind. And I mean, it's obvious that them girls never gave up hope. And when the opportunity came, they seized it, no matter what the consequences, and it worked into their favor. They were rescued. But,
right.
You know, I think overall people, you know, who come out of these situations, they're just grateful to be back with their families and to be able to live a semi-normal type of lifestyle.
Well, yeah, but then define normal. What is normal in today's society?
Yeah.
You know, but the blessing is they're home. They're finally home. The unfortunate thing is these families probably thought their daughters were dead, you know, because there wasn't any closure. There wasn't anything other than some supposed psychic at one point that said, you know, they're dead. And if they went by that, God forbid, because what a shock is that going to be when your daughter's alive? What? No, we buried her. You know what I mean? How crazy is that?
A lot of sick people in the world.
Yeah. And
that right.
You know, I mean, it doesn't matter how much information people want to get out there in regards to human trafficking or, you know, like here in Chicago, there was a girl that was raped like a block off a school campus, okay, a college campus. Nobody would do anything about it. But then they put out a police report, a sketch report on a rapist of a woman that was walking off a bus stop. Hello? Okay. Why couldn't they help this college kid? Why did they shun her? But then they make sure that, you know, this woman that came off a bus, you know, well, let's get a sketch and let's get that out on the wire. What the hell is wrong with people? What, do they pick and choose who they think is, you know, should be put out there? I don't know. It's crazy. There's no excuse for it.
All right, yeah, they just knocked me off again.
Well, that's okay. We're still here.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I think, is Stacy still with us?
Huh?
Oh, Stacy's not here.
No, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Here. You guys. Stop.
Yeah. Oh, here we go again.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. How do you help people, find people, when others don't want to put the word out?
Yep. Boils back down to, you know, community awareness, et cetera, et cetera. There's some wise words that say, be aware of your surroundings at all times. And if people paid more attention to what was going on around them, they might be in tune to who actually is living on the side of them.
Yep. I'll tell you what, I pay attention.
Yep.
You know, because I've been here for so long, I know the movement around here, so I know if something's not right. You
yep.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Me too, where I live, same thing.
Like today, there was a cop sitting across the way, and I'm like, what the hell is a cop sitting there for?
You know? He was eating his donut and having his coffee.
Could be. Well, here we go. We may get knocked off.
I was going to say, what the hell is that ding, ding, ding noise?
That's them
that's
trying to talk to me.
Oh, I see.
So now, I asked her how we get credit for this, and she said, let me check.
Well.
Go ahead.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. You want it?
I will.
I don't know.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Just one of them days.
Yeah, we've been getting things ready so Jonathan can be baptized.
Nice.
They want to do it developmental. That's why I was trying to type that day to you, but I was so in your book at the time. Anyways, because I don't feel that he's developmentally up to par. So
uh-huh.
It's $200 out of pocket.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, who has that?
The medical system over there is screwed up in Chicago.
Yeah.
Right,
well,
hold on.
You know.
Hold
okay.
on a second.
Oh, yeah.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, folks, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. Shining up to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't another kick in the head. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the.
Oh man, they ain't fucking with Dean Martin.
Sorry, I didn't mean to sing.
Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be. We'll be with. She picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better.
That's some good Dean Martin right there.
Did you know that more than 3 million people in the...
Fuck me. This is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. We're in the twilight zone.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Are you playing that or are they?
Some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru. In Lava Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll do his flute for you. Come fly with me. Let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, I guess you up there, I'll be holding you so. You may hear angels cheer, cause we're together, weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words, and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay.
Okay. There we go. I think I got control now.
I don't know. Did they play Dean Martin again, or did you?
No, that was Frank Sinatra.
Or Frank Sinatra. Well,
yeah.
You know what I mean.
I don't know what they're doing. Anyway.
Well
the good news
bummer.
Is that the shirts came in. The better news is I'll mail them tomorrow.
Okay. Yay! I'm excited. Stacy, wake up. It's coming.
No,
the package will
I'm
come.
I'm listening. I know. He emailed me earlier. I'm holding my breath.
Don't hold your breath.
I'm holding my breath.
I don't hold your breath.
Well.
So how many posts have you gotten since you put that picture up?
How many what?
Posts. You said you were named Pokes, yeah, since you put your picture up.
Oh, Jesus Christ, all the freaks, you know?
There's all kinds of freaks out there, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, when I made that comment on your photo about what I would have gone back to you, but the Hawks lost, right? So I'm like, oh, fuck, God damn it. There is a guy that sat there, don't say that, and I'm like, what? I'm funny. What the hell?
My daughter's a diehard Bruins fan.
Yeah, I know. I see her posts.
It drives me nuts with that stuff. I don't understand hockey at all. I'm a football person. So.
Well, I've been watching hockey since 1971.
Yeah, my dad used to watch hockey all the time.
The last time I went to a hockey game in Chicago was the stadium, the old Chicago
really?
Stadium. And it was 3 days before I left to go to boot camp.
Wow.
Oh, that must have been awesome, though, to go see a game.
Yeah.
Well, my brother and I, we were kids at the time, and we met Bobby Hull, Stan Mikita. You know, we met the whole Blackhawks team back then. I still have their group photo, the newspaper article that my brother and Bobby Hull, you know, were in and stuff. It was just amazing. You know, we were, it was odd because my uncle's cousin owned a music store at the time, and the original Hawks players back then were doing some kind of, I don't know, signing or something, okay? And so we were the first ones to be able to get in there before the public did. That was wicked.
That's awesome. Me,
yeah.
I just can't relate to hockey. Give me a football. Football.
Oh,
football,
hockey's pretty easy to foul. I love football too, but you know, I'm
yeah,
sports not.
Love football. I can't watch ball. Can't do the baseball thing. That's just too boring. It puts me to sleep.
I don't know. There's some nice asses out there on that field.
I'll take my ass in 16 weeks out of the year with my NFL people. And that's it. Yep, I've only got a couple more years left with my Brady, and then I'm going to go into a deep, deep depression.
No, you won't. You'll survive.
No, I won't. He's retiring, dude, in like 2 years, and
he's
going to be done with the NFL period. You know, he ain't going to make an ass out of
himself. He should be like Favre and go into his 40s.
No. And that's sad because Brett Favre made a name for himself, and then
in the end,
all the jackassness, he like stripped himself of that name. And I think everybody sitting back who was a veteran kind of watches that and says, we ain't going to let that happen to us. But, you know, I know when Brady retires, he's done with the NFL, done with it. And that's just going to destroy me.
you don't have
a quarterback like my Brady. Oh, my God. That's right, folks. You heard it first. I love my Brady. Oh, my God.
I know.
When he first came out onto the field, that I'll never forget that night. Drew Bledsoe, shit went down. Brady entered the field, and I was swearing. I'm like, you dumbass Bill Belichick. I'm like, who the hell did you just put out on the field? I'm like, here goes the game. Oh, the game went a totally different direction, and I was like, whoa, who was that man in the helmet, you know? And then the rest is history. Shoot, that next year, that was it. That was Drew Bledsoe's last year.
Yeah, I don't know how the Bears are going to be this year. They got rid of Urlacher, so I don't know. They let him go.
Nobody picked him up yet, huh?
Huh?
Well, he's been, in the last three seasons, he's been hurt.
But he still got out there and he put his all in. I think the hardest thing is when he lost his mom. You know, that just kind of put him down more because that was the only support he had out of family. You know, he's got a huge house north of me. And, in fact, my half-brother did some contracting work at his place, you know. And like I said, part of him went downhill after one of his mom left, or passed, you know.
Uh-huh.
But at least the media respected it and didn't go digging and pull it out, whatever it was.
I know the, I think it, whatever money group is associated with the Boston bombings that went on, I don't know if it's the Boston Strong Group or what, but I know Mr. Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, he put out word that for that particular cause, I think he matched dollar for dollar. It was something like one day worth of time type deal, but he was willing to match, you know, whatever people donated, he would match. And
right.
Robert Kraft, man, if there is a man I admire, it's that man right there. He took a losing team, took it to the top. He took an old stadium and he built it into a multi-million dollar deal with a mall.
Moneymaker, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he stopped the movement of the Patriots when they were going to go to Connecticut. You know, the whole organization, everything, you know, what a brilliant man. Brilliant man. To be honored, to be able to follow him around for a year just to see what he does, I would like be head over heels, you know, because that's one man there that knows his stuff. If there's anybody that knows about finances and et cetera, it's him. And, you know, the great thing about Mr. Kraft, which I always address him as Mr. Kraft because I respect him so much, is that he leaves the talent of the team and the football players up to Mr. Bill. You know, you got Jerry down there in Dallas who can't keep his nose out of his coach's business. And then we got Al from the Raiders who died, but he stigmatized his team with paranoia and everything else under the sun. You know, the owners have got to let the coaches do their jobs. Phil, you didn't know this was going to turn into a football show, did you?
No worries.
You get me going on football and I don't shut up.
Oh, no, they're doing a bunch of stuff out here, too.
Yeah, you know, but it's like, you know, I think as much as everybody hates the Patriots, okay, you can hate us, but you know what? Have your franchise do what ours did in the last 10 years. You know, because really, you know, it everything came to a complete full circle over the last 10 years. And, you know, if anybody wants to argue that Kraft is doing something wrong, they better sit down, you know, seriously. So we shall see. All I hope for is one more Super Bowl ring. So my Brady has a ring, one for each finger. When he sails out of Gillette Stadium, and I'll be crying. Oh, my God, it's going to be a bad day. I've already prepared my family, my friends. The day I see him, you know, because I'll be up at Gillette. The day he retires, he makes his little farewell speech, I will be there. But I will be devastated. I'll be depressed for weeks. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle this.
What?
When Tom Brady retires, dude.
Buddy.
I love that man.
If he's smart, he just retires and doesn't go anywhere else and try and.
That's what I think is going to happen because he's contracted till I think it's 2015 now, and I believe it's after that that's it, you know, because I mean an average quarterback to play healthy and happy is 10 years. If you go beyond that, then you're doing extremely well. You know, you've managed to
You've been able
what?
To fight Father Time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, either whether, and I mean, look at the injuries he's gone through. He's gone through some major injuries, especially with his knee and stuff. And I mean, he had what could have been a career-ending knee injury, and he just bounced back. But what's going to be interesting is to see Wes Welker up there with the Broncos playing under, you know, Peyton Manning. They could both go fuck themselves. And I'm sorry, but that's the way I truly feel because I can't stand Peyton Manning, can't stand Mile High Stadium, and I can't stand anybody who wears one of those jackass blue and orange damn jerseys. And
Wes Welker, he went to the Broncos?
Yeah, honey. He had poor management. And in the end, the Patriots offered him more to stay on the team. I believe that's how it went down. They had offered him more, but because his manager was such a jackass, he had already signed him away to the Broncos. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's, hey, whatever. Bye. See you later. That was stupid. And, you know, Wes Welker, he didn't become the household name Wes Welker until he came to the Patriots. He played for Miami. You know, the Dolphins are a nowhere-going team. We all know this. They suck. They ain't going anywhere. They need to change up shit down there. But he came from that team doing, you know, he was doing good, but everybody was skeptical when he got on the Patriots. Well, the Patriots offered that man to bloom, and that was it. Off and running, and now he's running with Peyton Manning. So, to him. The way I feel, and our opening day is in Buffalo. I'm so
glad. Yeah?
The freaking Buffalo Bills. I hope we crucify them. That's what I hope. I hope there's blood on the field. I can't stand the Bills. It's a diehard hate thing down here. Buffalo
Tell
Bills.
Tell me how you really feel.
I hate that team, damn it. But no, it's. I'm sorry. I'm sidetracking the whole show on football. But, look, I even have, because, I mean, y'all know the situation with me taking care of my mom. And back at the family home, and I'm back in my old room just like when I was a kid. And I've even got, you know, Patriot posters on my old walls. So, you know, it's just one of those things. I love my Patriots. I have a whole curio cabinet full of, like, collectibles and stuff, you know, football cards. I've got from the 2001 Super Bowl, the coin they toss. They make X amount of them. I have one of them. I have the picture of Adam Vinatieri's winning football kick, you know. I've got too much stuff. I've got boxes and boxes filled with magazines and et cetera that involve my team and the Super Bowl times that they went to the Super Bowl. And I have just a bunch of stuff. Some people say it's ridiculous. I have a Brady in the box instead of a Jack in the box. You do the little wheel round and round and he pops up out. Yeah, and it goes, it's cute. Because you hear the Rockets, red glare, and out pops Brady. You know, because it's that song. But, I don't know, I have one of the big foam figures, you know, that say Gillette Stadium. And I have Patriot Yahtzee and all kinds of stupid shit. I'm filled with lots of useless knowledge. That's about it.
My brother used to say baseball cards. And,
nice.
One of our nephews really got into baseball cards. So my brother, he had to have like 10 or 12 shoeboxes full of fucking baseball cards that he gave to our nephew.
Wow.
And, yeah, they took him down to get looked or something. And
yeah.
They were valued at almost $40,000.
Yeah, because if they were from when, you know, when he was a kid and he handed them down to the nephew, you know, you got to look at the age factor. You figure they're 35, 30, 25 years old. And depending on, you know, whole sets of teams, what style, what number, you know, because there's a lot. That's the crazy part about collecting cards. If you're not familiar with it, there's a lot of things you have to go by when collecting them. But if he had, like, complete sets of teams and they were special cards and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and all these numberings and stuff, yeah, that's money. That is money.
Yeah. You there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what. Like, a couple of months, well, since last year, I was on my way to pick my son up from school. And it was 2 years ago. And I'm just cruising down one of the streets in Fall River. And Matt Light, who used to play for the Patriots, is now retired. He was, like, out there on the sidewalk with his sunglasses and a hat on, and I knew it was him. I stopped my car dead in the middle of the street, screeched the brakes and all, put down the window, and I said, "Are you Matt Light?" And he said, "Only during football season." I was like, "Can I get your autograph?" And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "But pull the car out of traffic." I'm like, "Okay." So pull the car out of traffic, and now I'm like, "Oh, shit, I don't have anything for him to write on." So I go in my glove box. Now, let me finish my story.
Okay.
I go in the glove box to find
pictures.
I have pictures of Matt. Yes. I go in the glove box to find something for him to write on, and what was sitting in there 6 months, okay, was when I went to training camp in August. His name was on. They give you, like, a little itinerary of who's going to be doing what at the training camp. I pulled that out of my glove box, and I'm like, this is perfect for him to sign because his name was on it, you know, on the roster. And I brought it over to him, and he just looked at me and said, "Do you always carry Patriots attire with you in your car?" And I looked at him, and I'm like, "Well, sometimes." I'm like, "Well, probably a lot of times." I made a complete ass out of myself, but then it gets better. He had his sunglasses on, and I said, "Dude," and that's what I said. I said, "Dude," and he laughed. I said, "Dude, can you take the sunglasses off?" I said, "Because nobody's going to believe it's you. You got that beard going on, and the hair's all shaggy." And he's like, "Because you asked me so honestly," he's like, "Absolutely." No, I got some great pictures with Matt Light. Phenomenal dude. He's all right. He's a big boy,
yeah,
too. Cool. Oh, yeah.
You can answer my question. Why didn't you pop one out and let him sign it?
No, wait. Dude, do you know where he was? He was on the church steps of the biggest Portuguese cathedral in Fall River because he does, he puts in, like, some type of one-on-one time with the Catholic school that's over there. revolves around something he does. And, yeah, no, it wasn't the place for him to do that. But, you know, I mean, he could have told me to go screw. He was busy doing shit. And the fact that he took 10 minutes out with me, just, you know, I was like, yippity skippity. And when I told the story, people didn't believe me. And I was like, bam, what do you call that? Pictures, autograph, STFU. And that was it. And the rest is history. Now, if Brady, now I've said, if I see Brady walking down the street, I'm going to be going to jail. Because I'm going to attack his ass. And that's going to be it. I will jump on him and pile him to the ground. And I'll be, once I'm on top of him and I've held him there, then we'll talk. We'll have a nice conversation. It'll be all about me. You can't get within. It's sad because I think being a football player, it's almost up there with being a damn rock star because, you know, like I said, I go to training camp every year and there's three sections to the training camp. The common folks that sit, which is me. You've got the high-end folks, which is in the middle. And then you got the VIP section, which is all the way down across the other side of the field where us common folks can't get to. And all your, I call them five-star players, like five-star dining, they only go to the VIP section, and that's where Brady is. You'll see pictures of him signing autographs and everything else, but it's strictly for the VIPs whose kids, you know, have big fucking money. And that just messes me up because, you know, I've been to a couple of games, and the cost of tickets are, like, outrageous. And the fans are the ones, you know, who make that paycheck, support the team, et cetera. And you would think that they would let some of these five-star people come over to the common folks and be able to get an autograph. And it blew my mind the last year Randy Moss was there because that's what he did. You know, one of the coaches signaled him to go over to the VIP section, and he said, nah. And he came over to us common folks. I've got pictures of it and everything. So, you know, I don't know. I just think that they should give back to the poorer people. You know, people that have to sit in the direct sunlight, not under white canopies.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very awesome.
And that's that. No more football. Where's Eunice? We need to spice this night up.
She's got to have, like, tests done before she has heart surgery.
Yeah, but she's supposed to... today and let us know about that the bill.
Yeah, she might be tired or maybe she's not feeling well. I don't know. I haven't talked to her in a couple days.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So what else is going on? somebody just sent me a picture of Jakeem Noah using a fire extinguisher on the blunt. LeBron.
Say that again.
The Bulls beat the Heat last night. So somebody just sent me a Chicago billboard visible from a major highway showed you a digital photo of Jakeem Noah extinguishing LeBron.
Oh. Yeah, I don't follow B-ball neither. I just think basketball and baseball are boring, man. You know, there's no fighting, there's no blood, there's no spit, there's no sweat. Oh, there's sweat, but, like, you ever see in slow motion where two football players come head-to-head in a tackle? It's like, roar! You know, slow motion lion, roar! And then the sweat and the spit and the blood. That's great stuff. That excites me. Oh, I can't wait for football season. I like boxing, too. I think I'm twisted, but that's beside the point.
No, I like the MMA, you know, and then cage fighting.
Yeah, that's what my son used to do, was MMA and cage fighting. I know a couple of people who do that. I know a couple of people who are NPC people, the women that do all the bodybuilding. One of my good friends is Miss Rhode Island, and she's stacked like a brick shit house. And she took second place in an event the other night in Boston and first place in something else. So,
right.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Yep, yep. So tell us how wonderful the weather is out by you, Phil.
Oh, today it was like 68, hardly cloudy.
With a nice warm breeze blowing off the bay?
No, actually it's kind of windy today.
No, are you guys on the upper portion of California or on the lower portion
no.
of California?
Oh,
even
I'm
the lower.
Towards Arizona.
Mexico.
Oh, you're real low.
Yeah. I'm in
like
the southwest.
Like
I'm in the southwest corner.
Okay, well, where is San Fernando Valley? How high up
north
is that?
125 miles north of me.
Jesus Christ, that's like a 2-hour drive.
Dad, you got California's the biggest state.
Yeah,
depends on
I know.
Traffic and if we're splitting lanes and get there in an hour and 10 minutes.
Wow. So
you
where's the best place to live out there?
San Diego.
San Diego, home of the Golden Gate Bridge.
No, that's San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Sorry. Why? What's so great about San Diego? Tell me.
38 miles from the border.
Yep.
The border?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mexico.
Oh. Now, see, what's wrong with the northern portion of California? You got the mountains. You can go to Washington, Oregon, do a lot of camping, a lot of fishing. Wouldn't that be the better portion of the state?
The whole state is good. You know, like my friend Bernie said, who the fuck wants to live in Arizona? Even the lizards wear tennis shoes.
Bernie is a nice man. How is he doing?
Hold his own.
His what?
Holding his own.
Right.
Holding his own. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a couple of issues, but he's
Yeah, but did he get past all that stuff when he was on the radio with us a long time ago?
Still up in the air.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, other than that, nothing else going on. I saw him at Rusty's a week ago.
That's the pictures you got up on the blog, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's more, but I was told not to post them all.
Ah. Well, that's
understandable.
Yeah. But that was the Illusion Cycles event, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. How did that go?
That was
good?
His wife's birthday party.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I think that wasn't that an opening and her birthday party at the same time?
Yeah, it was an open house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does that mean we get an illusion shirt? Oh, that would be freaking awesome. Sorry. I got excited there.
Phil, what do you think of the motorcycles? I mean, they must be doing it out there in California because, I mean, you guys have got some hot cars and some hot bikes and nice warm air, but they started doing it over here. The big-ass chromed-out tires on the motorcycles, have you seen them?
Oh, I have. It looks ridiculous. It's like a huge-ass tire.
No, it doesn't look ridiculous on the bikes. They're sporting it over here. Because the bikes take low riders and they're chopped. And
right.
I'm looking at least, I would say, $30,000, $40,000 worth of machinery from the couple of bikes that I've seen.
Right.
But I think they look badass. Are they doing it out there in California? They're doing it in Chicago, Nora?
They're doing it here. But on the ones I've seen them on, it looks ridiculous because you can't put a tire and a rim like that on a frickin' sporty. I'm sorry, that just looks pathetic.
No, Yeah, of course, so that'd be kind of really lame, but I'm talking like some of the bikes that I've seen them on are lowriders. They're chopped extensively in the front. You know, there's a lot of special stuff in that front part of the bike, but I mean, the ones I've seen are absolutely awesome. I'm just curious. I'm willing to bet just one of them rims is going for some good money. That's the damn store.
If you wanna check that out, Rusty has he makes wheels too, and they're called Hellraiser wheels.
Nice.
I'm gonna mute you for a minute. Hold on.
I think there's a siren going by, Phil. Did you hear that?
Yeah, either that or you're pulling in the driveway.
No, that's what passes here all the time. And it's the biggest trucks out here. They're bigger than what they got in the city. And when they lay that horn on, I wasn't sure if they were going to lay the horn on. I thought, oh, my God.
Well, I have to tell you all, which, you know, I switched phone carriers, and I have to tell you, even though I'm paying a little bit more, the phone carrier I have now is so much better. There's a big difference in everything, let me tell you.
Now, who did you go with?
I've got Verizon, dude.
Okay. Because I knew
Just the speed of the internet alone on the phones, and the fact that the phone isn't shutting down every 10 minutes and installing to load, and the clarity that comes in, big, big difference. And it's a difference that you can actually, like, notice, because I've, like, in the past, I've had a couple of different other cell phone people before I went with T-Mobile, and they were crap. And I had so many problems with T-Mobile calling them all the time.
What?
Hello, 843. Hello, 843.
He must have a T-Mobile phone.
Hey, wait a minute, I do.
43, do you want to talk or just listen?
I heard a lighter. Who lit up? I heard that.
Well, they probably just want to listen right now.
Obviously.
Yeah.
No, I'm stuck with mine until February, but once February comes, I'm getting away from them. I mean, it's bullshit. I get lights all the time. You know, don't get me wrong. I have good signal and stuff like that where I'm at, you know. It's just, you know, they bullshit on the prices. And, you know, say if you're paying $80, okay, I guarantee you the following month it's going to be different and it's going to be higher. And it's like, how did this happen? You know, well, the charges are how can the charges be different? You're under a damn contract.
Well, the problem with the cell phone industry is that we've become, how do I put this, in America or at least, and no, I should say around the world, we've become codependent on our phones. Our phones are almost as important as our home computers. Some of the phones now are capable of doing everything a computer does.
Right.
You know, and that's the problem. So they've got 3/4 of society held over a barrel, and, you know, there's little charge for this, little charge for that. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. And, you know, they don't care. That's, you know.
You don't have Walmart?
Go ahead, 843, go ahead.
Walmart straight talk phones. If you go online, it's $39 a month, and it's unlimited. You do whatever you want, and there ain't never no more charges. It's a prepaid phone. It's $39 for internet service, telephone. It's $49 if you want international calling.
Well, where have you been hiding?
You've got an awesome app.
Where have you been hiding that, man?
Oh, I've been in Columbia and Raleigh messing around. Columbia, we had the May awareness rally, and Not a lot of people showed up. And then we had a helmet repeal rally a couple weeks ago in North Carolina. Hardly anybody showed up. I guess they still want to wear their helmets.
Yeah.
We got a Myrtle, Horry County made some new ordinance for the bike week coming up this week about vulgar language and dress codes and no burnouts. And Saturday we're leaving out of here at my place to head to Myrtle Beach to see what we can do about breaking some of those laws. Those are First Amendment rights, your right to speak. Tell you what to say or how to dress.
Yeah.
How to burn out.
I know
they might have a problem with that, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And that's always been going on around here. Pretty good bit, actually.
Okay.
Did anybody get this guy's name? He's got an awesome accent.
Ira Thunderbird.
All I heard was something Thunderbird.
Oh, it's Ira.
Ira.
What? All right, everybody's talking at once. I can't hear y'all.
I said it's Ira.
What?
Ira, he's a friend of the show. He's in South Carolina right now.
Oh, all right, cool. That explains the accent. Thank you.
Well, that's just the way I talk.
Do you eat grits in the morning?
If I feel like it, I don't feel like it all the time because they're kind of plain. I'd kind of rather have a candy bar and a Coke, you know what I mean? Roll one and have a candy bar and a Coke and everything's cool.
Candy bar and
yeah.
That's great.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with a candy bar and a Coke, let me tell you.
That stuff good for you. A long time ago when you were a kid, you ain't a kid no more. You eat what you want.
That's it.
Now, do you do, like, a lot of that good Southern cooking?
Oh, yeah. I fry chicken. I make biscuits, gravy. Anything, you name it, I can cook it if I decide to.
But you'd rather have a candy bar and a can of Coca-Cola?
In the morning, yeah. Just get your sugar rush and everything going.
Damn, I'd rather have a cup of coffee.
Well, I have one of those too, but a real strong one, an espresso, like enough in one cup to make 10 pops.
Yeah, me too. I do the same thing. Good stuff.
About a quarter cup of sugar and you're good to go?
Oh, no sugar. No sugar at all. Ooh. Man, you know, there's one thing I have to say. When I was living out in Michigan, my ex's mother, she was born, bred, and raised in Arkansas, and they used to make the sweet tea. You guys have that down there, I'm sure. But that's one thing I miss. But it's so concentrated with sugar. Oh, my God. But it's just it's like half a bag of sugar, half a gallon of tea.
Well, I'm one of them lucky diabetic type people. I have low blood sugar and it's never high, so if I don't feel good, I know just eat some more.
Ah, see, you're lucky.
Yeah.
You sit there with a glass of that tea and you'll bounce right back.
Yeah, you will.
Please tell me you don't eat okra.
Yeah, I just got some that came up out of the ground this week. It'll be ready in about 2 months.
But that stuff looks like snot. You cook it
and
it bubbles.
That's because you don't know how to cook it. You pick it when it's small, you dip it in batter, deep fry it, and it's killer.
Well,
if you boil it, it looks like snot. That's because you don't know how to cook it.
That stuff is great. Oh, I don't know, man. But anything deep fried tastes good. Because there's no good for you to deep fry it.
Well, we just got Eunice.
I'm talking cooking with a Southern man. This is an important thing to a woman. You got to understand this.
No, go ahead. Finish.
Yeah. I'm going. Now that you said that, I don't know what to say. Thanks a lot, Smiley.
Well, I had Yankee food tonight. I had London broil chopped up with carrots, potatoes, and rice. That's Yankee food, ain't it?
Well, yeah, it is. Oh, you can tell I'm a Yankee?
Yeah, slightly.
No, I don't have no accent, do I?
You have the East Coast accent.
Oh, wiki bad. I know it. Born, bred, and raised right here. What are you going to do, you know? But shoot.
You can't help it, I can't help it.
That's it. That's it, man. Like, I get along with everybody until you step on my toe, and then it hurts, and then I get angry. And that's...
That's just a joke. It ain't nothing serious or nothing.
No, it's all cool. Where's Eunice?
I'm here.
Hey, Eunice.
Totally exhausted. Just got back about 9:30.
Well, first
Boston.
Of all, I want to say I saw that picture, and you were just as I imagined you would be.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh God, Phil.
Yeah, if you saw a picture of my mom or my grandmother.
Yeah.
Right along the same lines.
Oh.
I don't know. I think Eunice with longer hair when I seen the picture on your Facebook. I thought you would have longer hair.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah, you know what it is? Because you're a Massachusetts person like me. And a lot of the females up here, they're sporting, like, longer hairstyles. So I just assumed you'd have long hair.
Yeah, long hair is nice on younger women. You know, I used to have long hair.
Yeah.
But can you just picture me in straight hair, and then when I turn around and you see the wrinkles?
Oh, God.
It would turn...
funny. Oh, my God.
Well, it would turn men off. So if you're shot here, they see the wrinkles first. So then they can accept it, you know.
Oh, my God. See, my hair is down to my ass. You know, it's past the waist. It's time to get it cut again. Every time I get it cut, I donate it. But it's time because I can't even sit back without pulling half my hair out of my head. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, mine's like that, but I'm keeping it.
What?
Mine's
hair
like
is
that,
like
but
that.
I'm keeping it.
Oh, you keep that's good, man. Long hair on the dude, that's awesome. You know, that's
I've
good.
Had mine cut mine in about 15 years. I ain't getting ready to.
Wow, that's a lot of hair. And Phil, how long is yours? Is it down to your waist?
Just above my belt.
Yep,
that's
what you're supposed to have. All great men have long hair and facial hair.
Yep. Just above my belt.
I love my duck dynasty. They all have nice beards and long hair. That's one of the reasons why I watch that show.
They carry about 50 caliber pistols just like me, too.
There you go. That's even better.
Yeah, I just got done watching that.
I love that show. I think that show right there should, like, be on regular TV in a 9 o'clock spot because no matter what kind of madness happens at the beginning of the show that's got you just laughing, in the end, it's always about family and they're sitting down and eating and they say a little prayer and, you know, it's all about good family values, something many places are lacking in.
I don't know, family values are tough. I thought I was a good parent, and you just don't never know what your kids will turn out to be. I don't know that you're even responsible for it as long as you're sending them to school, sending them to college, and then what happens to them. I don't know if you're responsible after that.
Nah, I look at it like this. It's like I tell everybody, you know, my kids could do the worst crime in the world, you know, whatever, life imprisonment, whatever. I will still love them unconditionally, you know.
Yeah. I only got one left. One died, and I got one left, and she just got busted for distribution and manufacturing of methamphetamine, but Daddy paid her out of it. But,
wow.
It's just, what are they going to do next?
Wow. Yeah, that's some crazy stuff
they
right there.
They say they got it from me, but they didn't get nothing like that from me. If they said they got smoking pot from me, well, you might have seen me do that, but they didn't get none of that other stuff from me.
I don't understand a lot of the modern day stuff that the younger folks are doing in society. You know, in fact, when I was younger, we didn't have all these fancy names for all this stuff that they're doing. And it's like, I don't understand. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't either. Like I said, we did pharmaceutical speed and stuff when I was younger, you know, and I don't know nothing about that stuff they shake in a bottle and dump out, you know, I don't know nothing about that.
You can buy that stuff now in a regular, like, 7-Eleven, Store 24, Cumberland Farms type store now. the stuff that you're talking about. Yeah, I remember that too.
No, I'm talking about Green Amps and Prelude. You couldn't buy them in the corner store.
No,
the doctor give them out. You take those, you stay awake for a day or two.
Oh shit.
But that's what the doctors give out. I mean, you know, they test it out. If you got to take something they got. Which that don't make it good for you. It just means you know what you're getting.
My new freaking drug now is gin. That's all I do.
Oh, I can't drink.
Where is everybody? Is everybody still here?
Yeah, I'm here, guys, but I think I'm going to bed out. I just got back from Boston. And.
What happened today?
Are you home?
Yeah. Just got home.
Bloody.
We just...
Another awesome lady in the state of Massachusetts. tonight will be a good night. The state will rest soundly because Eunice is back. And that's all that matters.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's I just love it when you fight for something for so many years and then we get these jerkos that get up and testify and want to jump on the bandwagon, you know, so...
You know what, unfortunately, I mean, you've been playing this game long enough. You know all the politics to this stuff in and out. All it takes is one for a bunch of idiots, you know, follow the crowd.
Yeah.
The person who stands out by themselves, which is you, will have a precedence to set. But all the little people that follow the crowd, well, you know, they might not sleep so good at night further on down the road when they knew they could have made a change.
We actually had a jerk who was a lawyer getting up and trying to fight for the pedophile.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Well, this
is, I'm very sympathetic, but, you know, these people need to...
get buried out back.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Now, Eunice is good with a Saturday Night Special? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I wanted to give this guy a Saturday Night Special. I wanted to sit on his face and fight. It just turns your stomach when so many good people try to do
You realize, Eunice, tomorrow every time somebody pisses me off, I'm going to think that so fucked.
No, really. You know, I really wanted to. I just wanted to go up and push him on the floor and sit down and fart right in his face. I mean, I really did. I mean, Hermes was like... he says, Hermes, we cannot get on the turnpike at 7 o'clock at night. Come, let's go have supper in Boston on me. Yeah, you know, I mean, it was just, we left here at 7 o'clock this morning.
Hey, so we finally left our hotel room and we're heading to the beach.
And never got back here until 9:30 tonight, so I'm tired. My mind isn't clear right now. Like I said, I'm going to get this lawyer. I really am.
Well,
yeah,
you know what?
And I will sit on his face. Yeah,
on the ordinances they got in Myrtle Beach about new dress codes and vulgar language and all that kind of stuff, we'll be there all week long. But what they're doing is they're going to take the business owners' licenses that let you do it. So we're going to do the burnouts and the body painting and the vulgar language at the police department. So if any of y'all want to show up, show up. We'll be in Myrtle Beach from Saturday till next Saturday.
The thing is that it's bike week. How can you tell a bunch of people that are down there that they can't swear, they can't do this, they can't do that, because isn't that the reason why you go there for the competitions and everything else?
Oh, yeah,
and
I'll be at City Hall cussing the mayor out, doing burnouts on his front door, throwing rubber on it, and we'll paint up some girls in the parking lot whether he likes it or not. And then he can find his own business because it happened in his own parking lot.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, would they do that to any other group gathering?
No, they don't. That's like vendor permits for the marathon. They give out thousands of them. For bike week, they give out about 3 per bar, and that's it. But
wow.
You can't swear is a First Amendment right, and it's a real travesty, and anybody that's got anything to do with fighting any rights should be against that, no matter who you are.
Wow. It sounds like you guys need some people to, advocate for everybody down there. That's just crazy.
Oh, I do it all the time. I mean, I was down there when they first started about the burnouts. I did them in the local bars. They didn't want the police station, and they don't write me tickets because they don't want me to sue them no more, but I'll see if I can get them to write them this time. I was hoping they'd bounce me around the parking lot and lock me up for my speech issues, and that would be really good.
Wow.
Guys, I'm going to beg off for the night, okay?
All right, you have a good night, Eunice.
I'll be right.
Talk
to you guys Thursday. Yeah, bye-bye.
Phil.
Yeah.
What do you think of that stuff going down at Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, they do that all the time, and he's right. They start fucking with people just because they let them do it. But if they're anywhere near a park, they won't violate your First Amendment. If they try and violate your First Amendment rights, they can't.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it sure is.
But I don't know. Other than that, I think I'm just gonna. I think I'm gonna call it a night. What do you guys think?
Oh, that's up to you. There's only 15 minutes left, anyways, and they've been fucking with you since the beginning of the show, so.
Well, they're doing it now too.
Oh.
Basically, I don't have nothing here.
All right, so we say goodnight.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, John Boy.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Later.
Night, Elizabeth.